Welcome.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, back to the action indeed on another Tuesday, and now we're freshly into the month of October, as we're in the month of regional tournaments and state tournaments here in just a few weeks as we come down the home stretch of the high school volleyball season. Good evening from Donovan West High School, home of the Mustangs. We welcome you to tonight's Twin Valley League tries. Mustangs welcome in Axtell and Frankfort with Donovan West and Frankfort, our first of three matches here this evening. Brandon Tabman joined by Jared Sleppy, Colin Felkamp, our studio engineer. And Jared, you come down the home stretch. We're just a couple weeks out from the TVL tournament, which will be in Onega on the 15th. So final 2 weeks, just a couple more sets for these teams here and really trying to put themselves in the best possible position for regionals. And out of the three teams we have here tonight, no better position having themselves set right now than Donovan West, who's 20-2.
And we're just moving right along here. As you mentioned, we're already just a few weeks away from finishing up the regular season and finishing up our season overall. And as we're starting to see some of the separation in the standings, I mean, take a look at it, this Donovan West team. They're one of the best teams in the state, and they're a team to keep an eye on.
Donovan West, the number four ranked team in Class 1A Division 1 in the latest Kansas Volleyball Association rankings. The top three teams right now in the TVL, all ranked. Centralia also in there at number eight in 1A D1. And then Hanover has dropped. They were the number one team in 1A D2, but they have dropped a couple spots. They are number three now in 1A D2. So your top three teams, which Donovan West still undefeated in league play, they are a perfect 10-0. Hanover is also 10-0. Centralia right there, a couple games back at 8-2. So right now, with just a couple weeks left, it looks to be either Hanover's or Donovan West in terms of winning a league title here in 2022. Of course, Hanover won last year's league title. Donovan West trying to knock them off here this year. A little bit about each team here tonight. Again, as we'll get set for Donovan West and Frankfort up first. This Donovan West team, again, number four, 1A D1. They have won 11 straight. Their only losses this year, Hiawatha and St. Joseph Lafayette. Those are the only two losses. Again, they have won 11 straight. Last year, they were a 25-12 team. They're currently sitting at 20-2. This Frankfort team is on a bit of a roll as well. They've won six straight. They're 5-0 this past Saturday at the Onega Invitational. They won that tournament. They surpassed their win total already from last year. They're sitting with a record of 15-10. They were 13 wins a year ago. So, again, this Frankfort team certainly on the up. Axtell, of course, you know, just trying to rebuild, trying to get something going. They went 0-4 on Saturday at Valley Falls. They have lost 10 straight, but they have surpassed their win total from a year ago. They won 4 last year. They've won 5 here in 2022. So it's another TVL try. We got Donovan West hosting Frankfort and Axtell as, again, Donovan West tied for the top spot with Hanover right now. We saw Hanover a couple of weeks ago with Centralia, certainly looking like a team that's trying to defend a state championship, and this Donovan West team and the standings right up with them.
Yeah, certainly. I think all three of these teams have something to prove here. Donovan West and Frankfort certainly have a chance of doing some damage in the postseason. As for Axtell, like you said, they're doing better than they were last year, and at this point, I think that's kind of what you're looking for, just take some big steps.
Some other TVL action tonight. Lynn is hosting a try with Clifton Clyde and Washington County. Wetmore is at home. They host Onega and Troy. And then Blue Valley is hosting a quad tonight. They get Centralia, Valley Heights, and Hanover. That's a very good quad tonight at Blue Valley. When you got Centralia, Valley Heights, and Hanover, you're looking at three of essentially the five best teams in the TVL. One of the other top teams is Donovan West. They get set to take on Frankfort here in our first matchup of the evening. And Mustangs rocking their home blue tops. Red tops we got for Frankfort. White numerals and lettering trimmed out in black. Mustangs rocking the, again, all blues with white numerals and lettering. Got the orange trim as well. Should be a lot of fun here. Both rosters pretty light. Straight up varsity. It's going to be pretty much the same rotations for both of these teams as the Mustangs try to, again, extend their winning streak here tonight. They've won 11 straight. And Frankfort also, again, they have won six straight. So we got at least one winning streak that's going to come to an end here in this first matchup. Frankfort to our left. Donovan West will be on our right as we sit here on the podium here at D-West. So we are underway. Mustangs will receive the serve. Good defense here by the Wildcats as they're going to push it up with Dollinghouse, and another good defensive play this time of the Mustangs. Got a good rally here going for the first point. Here's a set and a spike tipped in the air. And now we get a point for the Wildcats. Good back and forth between the two, but Frankfurt earning that first point. They lead it 1-0.
Yeah, right out of the gate. Good communication by the Wildcats. You can tell they're definitely in sync.
Alexis Dollinghouse will serve it up. This is Hagan Reno who puts it up against the net for the Mustangs. And just like that, the Wildcats tallied the first two. It's 2-0. Good length up front for the Wildcats. Hattie Gross, a junior, a very good basketball player. She's part of that first three up front of the net. There's a set and a spike and a good dig, and it's another tap over. But the Wildcats defensively here on the back line doing a nice job. Taryn Parthamer sends it over, at least tried to, but it goes into the net. Mustangs able to get their first point.
Yeah, that's always a tough shot when you're beyond the attack line. She was beyond it by about a good 3-4 feet.
The Mustangs now get their chance to serve, down 2-1. There is Gross with a quick pushover. Now the Mustangs will set it up backside. This is Claire Cole on the spike, but a good defensive play on the back line by Hardwick. As now there's another spike attempt. Good defense really by both teams here in the early going. There's a deep spike attempt, and that one lands in play. I believe that was Milena Wetstein who put that one down from the back middle. And back-to-back points for D-West. It's 2-2.
What did I just say? Beyond the attack line, was able to get it down the very back edge. That was very difficult to do.
Wildcats thought it was going to go out, but stayed inside the line for the point. Mustangs now on the attack. Push it here to the near side. They set it up for the spike. Good dig by the libero back there in Clara Key. And that one's going to fall just short once again. And the Mustangs have scored three straight since dropping the first two. They lead it 3-2.
Claire Cole and Katie Johnson with that block in the middle. That was well done.
So back to serve here. It's Kyra Johnson, a senior. Very good Mustangs team. Again, they are 20-2 and tied for the top spot in the TBL. Playing some good defense. There's a quick tap over and getting the point. Good job up front. That's Katie Johnson. Again, just kind of one of those little hesitation taps and just catching Frankfurt off guard. And it's four straight now for the Mustangs. They lead it 4-2 here in the first set.
It's a nice little dig by Brenna Eady to kind of keep that going in play.
And it will be, once again, Kyra Johnson still to serve as we're just off and underway in a service there. She puts it right into the net, and the Wildcats get a freebie there as they now trail 4-3. Stops a run of four straight by the Mustangs. Here is Hattie Gross, the junior. She'll serve it up. A little bit of loft. Now the Mustangs set it up. Another tap shot over. Nice defense there by Alexis Dollinghouse. Seems like the Mustangs have been in the right place at the right time here early on. There's another nice play by Hattie Gross, and it comes on over and somehow lands. Maybe miscommunication by the defensive front for the Mustangs, but credit that point for Hattie Gross, and it's now 4-4.
Yeah, I think it was Kyra Johnson, the senior, coming over and saying that they got to communicate.
Now back to serve once again as we get... make sure the rotations are correct. Addie Gross will serve. All-league caliber player in basketball a year ago in the TBL. Push it up here front. Here is Claire Cole on the spike, but good defense on the back line by Dollinghouse. Frankfurt pushing it up there. Hardwick pushing it across. Another back. Frankfurt is on the defensive end. Hardwick again with the spike off the top of the net, and it lands home. Hardwick, back-to-back opportunity. Second one she puts down, even though it tipped off the net, and now Frankfurt back in front. They have scored three straight, and it's 5-4. Long serve by Gross. They put it up front. Here is a spike attempt that lands home. The length of Katie Johnson becoming an issue early here in the first set.
Very difficult to stop a spike that was so well set up.
Hagan Reno now to serve for the Mustangs. 5-5 here in the first set. Both teams have pretty good winning streaks coming in. Hardwick gets it on over. Now Frankfurt quickly gets it back. Now they're on the attack. They want Hardwick again. She sets it up with a spike, and she puts it into the net. 6-5 Mustangs. And a sub coming in for Donathan West. It will be Brenna Eddy, the sophomore. A near ace. Good defense on the back line here for Frankfurt. Tapped on over by Joey Bussman. But now Johnson again taps it. Nearly got another point, but good defense here by the Wildcats. There's a spike and a finish. Nicely done by Taryn Parthamer, the junior for the Wildcats, and we're tied 6-6.
Now, as of right now, Frankfurt's not making as many mistakes as Donovan West is, and as a result, they're able to stay in this thing.
Taryn Parthamer, the senior for the Wildcats, will serve it now and sends it short right. Mustangs put it to the front of the net. They set it back up for Johnson, her spike attempt, not much to it. Wildcats on the attack, third try. Hardwick has to send it over, and she does. Mustangs now with a quick tap over, and it falls through. Point there, Claire Cole puts it down, 7-6, D. West. Back and forth we go here in the first set. Mustangs have won 11 straight coming into this one. There's Hattie Gross put into the front of the net, and it's going to be another point for D. West, put down by Avery Weathersby, and an 8-6 Mustangs lead. Johnson back to serve, good length, and sends it across. Good dig on the back line. They set it up for Hardwick, who slaps it over. The Mustangs are right there. Now it's on the top of the net, and it's going to be a double hit against the Wildcats up front. Bussman got really locked into the net there, and it's now 9-6 D. West.
And this opportunity there should have been able to capitalize on the overhit.
Johnson, the sophomore, gets it to the front of the net. Now here, the Wildcats on the attack. Good dig. It's hit back over by Reno. And a point for the Wildcats as it lands out of play. So five of the last six until that have been scored by D. West. It's now 9-7 Mustangs here in the first set. Mustangs pushing it to the front of the net. They set it up for Weathersby, and she taps it. She was in the front middle, taps it short left, and lands at home, now 10-7. Little finesse there. Back to serve, Claire Cole, the senior. Mustangs and Wildcats pushing here in the first set. 10-7, the Mustangs lead. They want to set it up far side for Dollinghouse, and she finds the spot. Alexis Dollinghouse, the junior, gets the point for the Wildcats. And they're back to within two. It's now 10-8.
And Jonathan West just made a mistake, leaving the middle of the floor wide open that time.
Well, back to serve here for the Wildcats. It is Hardwick. Sends it short right. The Mustangs want to set it up. There's a nice little tap over. Now sent to the back line, and Frankfurt can't finish. That one is put home by Wettstein. And a three-point lead once again for the Mustangs. Now 11-8 their advantage here, set one.
Put in that exact same spot as they did 2 points ago.
Back to serve for the Mustangs. It's Weathersby, the senior. Dug up on the back line by Frankfurt. It hits the basketball hoop, and it's going to be a point for the Mustangs. And we see this all the time, that apparently you can play it off the ceiling, you can play it off the surroundings. And that one hurt Frankfurt there. D. West gets the point, now up by four. There's a spike by Hattie Gross, and it is out as she tried to put it home back left, but didn't keep it in. And now a little bit of a run here by D. West. They're up 5-13-8 here in the first set. And we get our first timeout, so we'll take a quick 30 as well. 13-8 Mustangs, first set. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, first set cruising along here from D. West High School, home of the Mustangs. They got Frankfurt's in Axtell in tonight. They're playing Frankfurt here in the first match, leading 13-8 here, set one. Weathersby serves it up for the Mustangs out of the timeout. They set it far side for Gross. Spike attempt dug up nicely on the back line. Mustangs push it up front. There's a spike attempt, and it's buried home by Tegan Reno, the junior.
Got all of that one. That was very well done. Almost impossible to defend right in that back right corner.
Four straight, five of the last 6 points by the Mustangs. Lead now 14-8, set one. Frankfurt trying to put something together. They push it far side for Gross. Her spike attempt tipped in the air and out of play, and the Wildcats get that one. Big point there. Gross stops the streak, and it's now 14-9. As quick sub comes in here for Frankfurt, Parthamer back in along the front line. As Schroller, the senior, will serve. Mustangs the quick tap over, but the Wildcats there defensively. Set it up far side for Gross. Two-handed tap, and she puts it short left to short right. Might honestly be my favorite shot that we see is when they just do the little finesse shot. They're short left or short right, and they just go short to the opposite side. And right there, Hattie Gross to perfection. It's now 14-10. Troller back to serve again. She'll send it across from left to right. Mustangs get it to the front of the net. They set it up. There's the spike attempt. It's tipped in the air. Wildcats back to it. Push it far side for Gross again, who's another finesse shot. This time the Mustangs are ready for it. There's Claire Cole on a spike, or that was Reno, but the Wildcats get it back. Mustangs playing nice here, back and forth. And now we get a whistle by the far side official. And whatever it was, I think it's against D. West, and Frankfurt gets that point. So now it's 14-11. They've scored three straight. Another serve by Schroller. Mustangs get it to the front of the net. It's Reno on the spike. Good dig on the back right side. Frankfurt to Gross. Kind of lost her balance, but able to get it across. Mustangs push it far side. Now Reno sends it over. And Schroller on the back side for the Wildcats. Keep it alive. Gross. Spike attempt blocked. Reno keeps it alive. And now Weathersby spikes it across and finishes home.
Again, about like 3 to 5 feet beyond the attack line. That's just so difficult to do. Just barely grazes it over the net and lands it down. Very challenging shot. One thing I found interesting is the formation at the net. Jonathan West going up with two blockers, and Frankfurt being a little bit more conservative, they're going up with one.
15-11, the Mustangs lead here. First set, Gross on the spike attempt, but the Mustangs in the back line have it set up nicely. Here's Johnson on the spike, saved on the back line by the Wildcats. Here's Gross again, tapping it over. Mustangs there for it. Push it here to the near side. Reno again, but this time into the net, and a point for the Wildcats. And it's now 15-12.
They're surely trying to track that one. Kind of a tough one when it's coming from all the way from the other side of the court. It was a little bit low, put it into the net. Very tough to do.
Another serve here for Alexis Dollinghouse for Frankfurt. Mustangs on the attack. They set it up for Johnson. Easy money. Set her up middle of the net. Katie Johnson, the sophomore, puts it down. 16-12, D. West.
Using the length to their advantage, and you got to do that all day long. She is so difficult to stop up front.
Especially when you don't have someone or two going up to try to block the spike attempts. Seem to be free money, and there's a double hit into the net. Free point here for the Wildcats as Claire Cole couldn't get it over on the first touch. 16-13, Frankfurt hanging around here in the first set. Gross, the junior, sends it across. Little loft to it. Mustangs ready. They push it to the front of the net. Johnson again on the spike, and it'll be put home. Gross couldn't control it. They get 17-13.
The ball went all the way to the other side of the court and actually disrupted the service on the JV side there. That was pretty funny. It almost hit her, but thankfully it didn't. But it disrupted her from serving.
And you just need to have people dedicated around the net when the balls go away from the proper court. 17-13, Mustangs here in the first set. They have it on the attack. It's right up against the net. Battle for it. It's won here by the Wildcats. Put down by Joey Bussman, the senior. And it's now 17-14.
Yeah, as of right now, I mentioned that Frankfurt's only going up with one. It seems to be working pretty well. They're able to have more people to defend and not allow as many spots to be open in the middle of the court.
And Parthamer's service error there. She couldn't keep it inside the lines, and a free point for Donovan West. Now 18-14.
You can't have that mistake against the fourth best team in the state. You cannot have that.
Mustangs at 20-2. They have won 11 straight matches. Here is Hardwick's spike attempt into the net. Emma Hardwick, the junior. Some good athleticism, but couldn't quite land it correctly. 19-14, Donovan West creating a little bit of separation down the stretch here in the first set. Johnson with the serve. Wildcats pushing it far side. It's Hardwick, third try. She has to get it on over. Now up against the net. Wildcats, things battling up against the net. Right now, D. West in a good spot here, but a third hit is put on over by Schroller. So the Mustangs have to try it again. Backline save there by Gross. Now Hardwick with a double tap over, but right on the back line with Tegan Reno. They set it up here near side, and a miss hit by Milena Wettstein, and a point for the Wildcats. Makes it 19-15.
It was a nice little duel in the middle of the court near at the net. It was won by Donovan West. It went over to the Frankfurt side, but they were able to keep it alive, scramble, and win the point.
Bussman coming away with a serve in the eighth. Joey Bussman, a big point, 19-16. Frankfurt, again, just creeping back. They're within three. Coming down the home stretch. Bussman, another serve, and this time dug up there by the libero. And now the Wildcats on a third try, and no miscommunication up front between Dollinghouse and Schroller. They both went after it on a third hit, and both kind of hit it at the same time. 20-16, Donovan West. Cole back to serve. Send it across with the right hand. Set it up far side for Dollinghouse. Her spike attempt, not a lot behind it, but now they set it up for Weathersby, and her spike attempt is out just barely. Weathersby close, but a point for the Wildcats makes it 20-17. And this is Hardwick to serve, and it's going to be an ace as it's mishandled on the back line there by Reno. And it's 20-18 and a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Donovan West, a quick timeout. The Wildcats have come back to within two, so it's going to be real interesting to see as we come down the home stretch here in set one, what we're going to see as far as maybe a momentum swing. We see it a lot, at least from the broadcast that we have. Timeouts tend to turn into a swing one way or the other.
They certainly do, and one thing that's pretty interesting is even though, as I've kind of alluded to a couple times, Frankfurt is being a little more conservative in terms of trying to get blocks, at the same time, they're being more aggressive on their attack. I think that's one of the things that's kind of kept them in this game, is how aggressive they've been up front.
Well, since it was 14-8 Donovan West, it's been a 10-6 run for Frankfurt to get themselves back into 20-18 here in the first set. And a winning streak out of these two coming to an end in this one. Frankfurt, they went 5-0 at Onega on Saturday. They've won six straight. They're 15-10. Donovan West, as you mentioned, number four team in 1A D1. They are 20-2 and have won 11 straight. Two of the upper half teams, no doubt, in the TBL. And a good one here in the first set. Out of the timeout, it's Hardwick to serve across for the Wildcats. Mustangs on the attack, and just missing once again is Weathersby. And it's 20-19. So now five of the last six have been scored by the Wildcats. They're within one. Hardwick serves again. Chance to tie it here for the Wildcats. There's a spike off the top of the net. The Wildcats are playing it well. Gross spike attempts. And the back line by Eddie keeps it alive, and the Mustangs push it over with Weathersby. Dollinghouse up front. They set it up for Schroller. Spike attempt sent back across, and the Wildcats back on the attack offensively. They want Hattie Gross. She'll tap it over with a finesse shot, and the Mustangs are able to get it back over. Nicely done defensively. Good rally between the two. Gross again, a two-handed push shot over. Weathersby up front. Far side to Weathersby again, and her spike is good. So a great rally between the two. Finally, Weathersby finds an opening, and it's 21-19. Big point there for the Mustangs.
Yeah, that was. It was a big point for him, and it was a fantastic execution by both teams, but Donovan West able to get the kill.
Here is Weathersby to serve after earning that kill. Good serve, but a good dig by Gross. They want to set up Gross, but off on the service there and has to just touch it over. Here's Reno. Now Frankfurt has it. They set it up for Dollinghouse. Her slap shot's pushed up in the air. Now the Mustangs on the attack. Gross with a nice dig. And push to the front of the net. Schroller has to send it over. So the Mustangs get it back. Front of the net. Tapped on over. Good defense there by Gross. Now a little off target here for both teams, but the rally continues. They set it up here, and it's a point for Donovan West as it's finally taken Reno, who puts it down. Makes it 22-19 and another quick timeout.
There was only one good set in that entire rally. That was the last one, able to get the kill off of it. And quick little turnaround from Donovan West.
Yeah, back-to-back points, 22-19. We'll step aside for a quick 30 back in a moment here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Right out of the timeout, back to it. Rally continues. Mustangs on a third hit. Have to get it over. They lead 22-19 here in the first set. They set it up for Schroller. She goes into the nets, and a big point for the Mustangs. Makes it 23-19, so they're coming up here on set point. So we saw once Frankfurt got it to 20-19. The Mustangs have scored the last three to make it 23-19. A big stretch here. Weathersby another serve. And it's going to turn into an ace. Weathersby makes it set point now. It's 24-19 Mustangs.
I was about to say Frankfurt needed to get that point right there. And now they have to rattle at least five in a row just to tie it.
All right, let's see if the Mustangs can put it away. It's up against the net, and it has to be pushed back over here by the Wildcats. They do get it over. They set it up to the front of the net. Tapped across by Wettstein. But now on a third try, it's Hardwick who has to get it over. So Frankfurt a little out of sorts here on this rally, but they keep it alive. They set it up. There's the spike. It goes into the air. Frankfurt can't get there. It's into the crowd. And the Mustangs win the first set, 25-19. So five straight to end the first set for the Mustangs. And the number four ranked team in 1A D1 getting it done over Frankfurt. 25-19, a set one win for the Mustangs. We'll pause for a two-minute timeout. We're back for set two in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is Ken Glennon from GM Bank. As the seasons change and the temperatures drop, we reach for our coats to keep us warm. GN Bank is proud to partner with Coats for Kids, a Jackson County nonprofit organization that provides new coats, hats, and gloves to children in need up to the age of 18. Through the month of October at our main bank location in Holton, we are collecting new coats, hats, and gloves, as well as monetary donations. Let's work together to keep all kids warm this winter. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Born in the USA, indeed, Brandon Tadman, Jared Sleppy, and Fellcamp with you. First set in the books here. Donovan West hosting Frankfurt and Axtell tonight. TBL try. Mustangs scored the final five in that first set, winning the first set against the Wildcats 25-19. So they switch sides. Mustangs will hit left to right. Frankfurt will hit right to left. So again, it was fairly competitive. You know, Frankfurt had to rally a couple of times throughout the course of that first set. Got it back to within 20-19. Timeout. After that, Mustangs scored the last five and put it away.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Keller isn't too happy with some of the mistakes that Donovan West was making and keeping Frankfurt in the game, but they can kind of keep those a little bit tighter. They should be able to pull away in two, but at the same time, Frankfurt, they show that they can be competitive and they might be able to send us to the third set.
Winning streaks on the line for both of these teams, 11 straight. Here's an ace right out the gate for Kyra Johnson to kick things off for the Mustangs here in set two, and it's a 1-0 start. Kyra Johnson, the senior. So they only go seven deep, does Donovan West, on their varsity roster, at least, again, very light for some. Johnson almost gets another ace, but the Wildcats are there. And now we're battling at the front of the net, and the Wildcats win this one. Good job up front. Joey Bussman, a part of that, ties it at 1-1.
And Coach Keller telling Johnson to go up with two hands instead of one, which is what Johnson was trying to tell her as well.
There's Johnson on the attack, and a good dig on the back line by Dollinghouse. Now Frankfurt sets it up, and there's a spike into the net as Parthamer can't finish. And D. West now up 2-1. Come back to serve here. It's Tegan Reno, the junior. Middle of the floor, sends it away with the right hand. Dollinghouse, front left. Here's Hardwick, a spike. Johnson sending it across. Now Weathersby slaps it over. Wildcats trying to just find it over, and they can't. A couple of odd hits there for the Wildcats. Mustangs fortunate to get that point. Now 3-1. Good start again for the Mustangs. Another sub as Wettstein is out. They bring in Eddie. And there's a service there by Tegan Reno. She sends it right into the net, and it's a 3-2 D. West lead here, set number two. They won the first set 25-19. And there's another service there, back-to-back. This one by Frankfurt's Parthamer, and it's now 4-2, Donovan West.
And just what you don't need, right? You just get the ball back after a good start from Donovan West. And Franklin puts it right into the net, and he gets the serve back.
Katie Johnson on the serve. Wildcats with a nice save there. They set it up for Hardwick. And the Mustangs tapping it over. Wildcats get it back. They push it here to the near side. Hardwick again, top of the net, and it lands home. The spikes that just land on the top of the net, they pop in the air, and it just kind of catches the defense off guard. And a point there for Frankfurt. Now 4-3, they trail. Lussman to serve. Reno on the back line. Push it far side. Spike it sent by Wettstein, and she puts it home. Elena Wettstein for one. Make it 5-3, D-West. We've alternated the last five.
That was well done, just painting that corner back in the left side.
So a 5-3 start here. One of the Mustangs. Set two. Claire Cole sends it across. Wildcats setting it up front. Hardwick a spike, and it's just out. Just couldn't keep it inside the line, and another free point there from the Mustangs. Their lead is doubled. It's now 6-3. Cole again will send it across. Rose to the front of the net. They want Dollinghouse on the spike and a good dig. Back line here for the Mustangs by Reno. Another spike attempt here. And going into the JV court as Weathersby puts that one away. And the Mustangs off to a hot start. 7-3 their lead here, set two. I think Frankfurt wants a timeout to talk about it. They will. So good start for the Mustangs. They've scored seven of the first 10. They lead it 7-3. Set two. For the 1-0 advantage. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And just like that, out of the timeout, 7-3, the Mustangs lead it, set two over Frankfurt. Our first match of the evening of three tonight here at Donovan West, our TBL try, our volleyball match of the week, and there's a set spike attempt that's long by Frankfurt, and another point for Donovan West. Their lead is now 8-3, and that one was too long by Bussman for the Wildcats. Cole still to serve here from the Mustangs, just grazing the top of the net, but the Wildcats get it back. They push it far side for Hardwick, and she puts it home. Back left corner. Beautifully done, and a much-needed point there by Frankfurt.
And in a much-needed fashion as well. Sometimes getting that kill can really bring the momentum back your way.
All right, so the Wildcats back to serve. It is Hardwick to serve. Now Weathersby, the spike attempt, and a nice dig on the back line by Frankfurt, just having to get it back over, and I think they're going to say it's out of play. As again, I know it's tough when you're playing right next to the JV court, but once it gets to a certain point, they call it out, and now 9-4, Donovan West. Wildcats set it up for Rose, who taps it over, but the Mustangs, now Weathersby, top of the net, and a nice diving save on the back line. Schroeder for Frankfurt puts it across. Now the Mustangs far side. Johnson, well defended here by Frankfurt. And we're battling at the front of the net. Weathersby keeps it alive, still on the side of the Mustangs, now tapped over. Rose wants to get it back on the set. Her spike attempt lands inside the line. There's some awkward hits between the two there, but ultimately Frankfurt gets the point, now trailing 9-5. Schroeder back to serve here for Frankfurt. Down 9-5. Here's set two. They need this one to force a third. Good rotation here by the Wildcats, but now I think we get a misrotation there or something against Frankfurt's, which gives Donovan West a free point. Now it's back to a double-up lead at 10-5. This is Wettstein to serve. Nearly got an ace out of it, and Mustangs on the offensive attack once again. They set it up for Johnson, but her spike is too long. Katie Johnson, the sophomore, too strong, and it's now 10-6, Mustangs by four.
Yeah, it would be great if she went just maybe a hair earlier and really went up and bedded at the peak and set it down a little bit more.
Dollinghouse to serve. Now it's tapped over by Kyra Johnson, and it's a point for the Mustangs. 11-6 their lead. Brenna Eddy, the sophomore, back in. The libero. It is Tyra Johnson to serve. It comes back this way towards the Mustangs. Johnson sets it up backside. A spike attempt by Cole, but it's too strong. And a point for the Wildcats, now trailing 11-7. Patty Gross, the junior, to serve. Weathersby back middle. They push it front left. Cole taps it over. Wildcats are there defensively. Hardwick near side spike attempt, and it's going to land in there as Brenna Eddy couldn't keep it alive, and it's now 11-8.
And that kind of speed on that return, I mean, there's only so much you can do. And she had a good chance at it, but a little too much speed coming off of it.
All right, Mustangs back to it. They set it up for Weathersby, and that one is out. It's too long. They like to set up Weathersby kind of in the back middle. And that time she's scored a couple in the first set, but now four of the last five have been scored by Frankfurt. Now down two, it's 11-9. Here is Eddie to the front of the net, and another one that's out. Katie Johnson this time couldn't keep it in, and it's now 11-10.
I like the aggressiveness, but just not quite able to execute it on that near right side.
Here's Gross continuing to serve, nearly gets the ace. Johnson backside to Cole, slaps it home and slaps it in. Claire Cole, big point, 12-10 down at the West. The Mustangs finally get it back. It's Tegan Reno. Reno sends it across, probably would have been out, but it was saved by Frankfurt. Hardwick on the spike, she puts it into the net, and it's going to be a point for the Mustangs. 13-10, their lead is three.
Nice response after getting the lead down to just one, now it's back up to three.
13-10, Mustangs. They won the first set, 25-19, trying to make it a clean sweep here in our first match. Sending it across the Wildcats, now the Mustangs have it. They set it up, Katie Johnson met at the rim, and sent back over. Tyra Johnson, far side, Weathersby spike off the top of the net, Wildcats scrambling, and they're able to get it back across. Eddie to the front of the net, Cole, spike attempt, tips in the air, but it lands in. Cole, another finish, make it 14-10. D-West now with three straight.
And Frankfurt sent two free balls over, and you can't do that against this Jonathan West team. You have to capitalize on every single time that you touch the ball.
And the Mustangs continue to serve. As they set it up far side for Parthamer, but the Mustangs are there. Now slapped over by Johnson. Now Cats here push it to the front of the net. Hardwick sends it across, but the Mustangs now have it back. Weathersby far side, slap attempt, and spikes it home. A kill for Weathersby. Make it 15-10. Now four straight by Donovan West.
I'm sure it's encouraging to see her getting going, because when she does, she is tough to stop.
Mustangs are 20-2 on the season. Number 4 and 1A D1. There's one off the top of the net, but Cole is there. Now back middle. Eddie on the third try sends it across with two hands underhand. Wildcats. Hardwick spike attempt, and it's long and nearly hit a kid on the run. But out of the way goes the kid in the green shirt. It's now 16-10. I don't even think that kid was fazed.
I don't think so, no.
I don't even think he realized that he almost got drilled with a spike. Kept on running. 16-10 Mustangs, and there's a service error by Tegan Reno's. The Wildcats get a much-needed point to stop the bleeding. It's now 16-11.
Yeah, after five straight points, you got to just put it in play.
Back on the attack is Parthamer to serve. Front of the net here. Backside, it's Johnson to Johnson, but Wildcats defense up for the challenge. Hardwick on a spike attempt, and she lands at home. You heard Kyra Johnson yell out. She thought it was out, but it, in fact, was not out. And a point there for the Wildcats, now 16-12. So Parthamer back to serve. Wildcats need this set to force the third. Mustangs won the first set, 25-19. Now battle at the front of the net, and it just landed on the side of the Mustangs, and right there, right place, right time, Katie Johnson makes it 17-12.
Probably the easiest point she's going to get all day long.
I feel like that's the most unfortunate kind of play in volleyball, where you make like a nice dig and it just pops in the air, but it just magically pops to the other side and sets someone up for the spike. And the Cats getting a point back here as Hardwick puts it away, 17-13. Just kind of like the first set, mainly the Mustangs had the lead for the majority of it, but you just saw it in spurts. The Wildcats would come back, and a good defensive play there by Kaylee Schroller, the senior up front. Now four of the last five have been scored by Frankfurt, and it's now 17-14.
It's only about the first or second true block that Frankfurt has had all day.
Mustangs here on the attack. Johnson far side. The spike attempt is tipped up in the air. The Wildcats have it front left of the net and kind of miscommunication, but Hardwick gets it across. Back right, third try, and a nice diving effort there by Dollinghouse to keep it alive. Schroller sends it across. Mustangs back here on the offensive tack. And a beautiful tap from the front middle to front left. It's put home there by Milena Weppstein, 18-14 D-West.
Give a little chef kiss.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
Just the finesse is, yeah, everyone kind of shaded back to the right, and just the opening was there, and she put it in the right spot, 18-14. Frankfurt, oh, and there's a miss hit into the crowd. They were setting up Hardwick front right, and just a miss hit. Now it's 19-14, Donovan West by five. Here in set two as they try to close it out. Timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and keep it right here.
Yeah, I like what Donovan West has been doing down the stretch. We mentioned that Frankfurt was able to avoid a really big stretch of points as they had a mistake on the service error and kind of kept Frankfurt back in it. But Donovan West then responding, getting some more points. Now it's right back to 5-point lead.
Again, reminding you, the other TBL action tonight in volleyball, Lynn hosting a try with Clifton Clyde in Washington County. Wetmore is hosting Onega in Troy. And then you got Blue Valley hosting a quad as they get Centralia, Valley Heights, and Hanover.
That's a good one right there.
Hanover and Donovan West going into tonight's action, the top spots. They're both 10-0 in league play as we're coming down the home stretch of the regular season. And there's a spike into the net by Alexis Dollinghouse, which gives a point to D West, and it's now 20-14. The Mustangs now have about one more opportunity here for the Wildcats for a late surge. Cole on the serve, nearly gets an ace, but they set it up for Dollinghouse, and a nice diving effort by Reno to keep it alive, and now pushed over by Eddie. The Wildcats get it to the front of the net. They set it up Hardwick. Spike blocked in the air, pushed over by the Mustangs front. Wildcats get it back. They want Hardwick again, and now again she puts it too long. Not the mistake we saw from Emma Hardwick in the first set, but now back-to-back she goes long. D-West inching closer to a match win. It's 21-14. Cole sends it across. The Wildcats on a third try just has to get it back over. They do. Eddie to the front middle. They set it up for Weppstein, but too far out of play. No good. I think it's 21-15 Donovan West.
And when you're up by six, you know, you can kind of try to pick the corners a little bit more, be a little more aggressive, which, you know, you don't mind that, having a little bit of a buffer.
The Wildcats, again, do they have one more push in them? It's Hardwick to serve. Mustangs here on the attack. Weathersby short right, sends it middle right, opposite side. Now here is Gross off the top of the net, and it lands home. Patty Gross, a point there for the Wildcats, makes it 21-16.
Yeah, tough to do, and you have Kyra Johnson and Weppstein also up there up front. Good blockers today.
Hardwick on the serve. Mustangs push it front middle. Tapped over by Weppstein. Schroller for Frankfurt. And on a third try, they have to get it back over. Johnson, far side to Weathersby. Spike attempt in the air. Good save back line by Bussman to keep it alive. Now Gross sends it across. Mustangs back to it. Johnson taps it over, trying to catch him off guard. The Wildcats were there for it. Here's Gross again on a spike. And Eddie can't handle it, out of play. And a big point there for Frankfurt makes it 21-17.
And now you're Donovan West. Maybe try to not be quite as aggressive. Just try to keep it in play and let Frankfurt try to make some mistakes and get out of here with the win in two sets.
D West led 21-14, but three straight by the Wildcats makes it 21-17. Eddie keeps this one in play. Third attempt is hit right into the net. Miss hit there by Milena Weppstein. 21-18, four straight by Frankfurt's going to force D West to call a timeout.
Kind of tried to hit that one overhead. It probably should have went other underhand on that one. This is where the ball was placed. Kind of a little bit of a mistake, but still 3-point lead for the Mustangs. That's Frankfurt. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't try to get too cute. Just keep trying to keep it in play and let the Mustangs continue to make the mistakes that they're making right now and try to claw back in this one.
Donovan West won the first set, 25-19. They lead set two here against Frankfurt, 21-18, but the Wildcats have rattled off four straight, making things interesting down the stretch here in set two. Other action tonight in the Big 7. Riverside is hosting Perry LeCompton and Jefferson West. Hiawatha's at home with Holton and Royal Valley. And then you have Nemaha Central traveling to Sabetha. So that's the Big 7 schedule for tonight. As Tuesday nights in the fall, of course, full of volleyball action across the state. 21-18, Frankfurt with the serve, trying to force a third set. Johnson, far side, Weathersby, little tap over, good save up front by Dollinghouse. Now Johnson with another tap over, lands into the crowd up to us on the right side, and a big point for the Mustangs out of that timeout. Now 22-18, their lead. Here is Weathersby to serve. Mustangs trying to close it out in straight sets and win their 12th straight. Here is Gross on the attack, but it's blocked, kept it alive on the back line. Now it's Reno. Her shot is rejected by Schroeder, and a point for the Wildcats. 22-19. The lead for D-West is 3. Schroeder will go back to serve. Kaylee Schroeder, a senior for the Wildcats, sends it across. Mustangs on the attack. They push it to Weathersby, slaps it, and it is in. Seen that a couple of times. I mean, Weathersby not up anywhere close to the net, but can still find some range. 23-19, big point.
That's what lets her, she can get way up above the net and send it anywhere she wants to.
Here is Wettstein to serve. Nearly got an ace, but the Wildcats keep it alive. Here's Gross into the net, and it's now match point here for the Mustangs. Their lead is 24-19, so now Frankfurt down to their last gasp. As Mustangs are threatening to sweep it here in the first match. Wildcats, it's battled up against the net, and it's put down. Johnson wins it. It was Katie Johnson who gives it a clean sweep, 25-19, 25-19. The Mustangs win the first matchup of the evening. They move to 21-2. They have now won 12 straight, and the loss will snap a six-game winning streak for the Wildcats as they drop to 15-11. They are now 5-7 in TBL play, and that's a big one for Donovan West as they stay undefeated in TBL play. They are now 11-0. So again, our first match is in the books as Donovan West winning the first one here against Frankfurt as they sweep it 25-19, 25-19. We still got coming up two more matches for you. Frankfurt and Axtell coming up. That'll be followed by Donovan West and Axtell. So a quick one in the first match. D West sweeps Frankfurt. Till then, we'll send it back to the studios. Colin Feldkamp will take care of you for a little bit, and then we'll bring you back for our second matchup. Keep it locked. It's the MSC Sports Radio Network.